Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As you listened to today's gospel reading, what strikes you most about the Pharisees and the scribes? Their obsession with keeping clean or their obsession with keeping their man-made traditions? I mean, we can all probably relate to the desire to keep clean. Think about when you feel really dirty, like after a week-long camping trip or all day working in the yard, right? And how good it feels to take a long bath or a hot shower. Especially during this last heat wave we've had with all that humidity, a shower at the end of the day feels really good. And if that's all that the Pharisees were complaining about, the disciples eating with dirty hands, maybe Jesus would have been a little bit more tolerant. But the Pharisees were taking a swipe at Jesus by accusing his disciples of not cleaning themselves up after hanging out with the lepers and the sick and the poor and the needy, the dirty people, the real sinners. Jesus needed to get with the program if he was going to be a true follower and teacher of God and expect God to bless his ministry and the lives of his disciples. That's why we love religion. We do. And I don't mean the religion that comes down from above, down to you and me to seek and save those who are lost. No, I mean the religion from below that spurs us on to do the seeking, to do the finding, and the climbing up to the place where we ought to be. We're wired for it because it sounds so good and it feels so right. Earthly religion gives you something to hold on to. When you know that you're not living life at its best or with purpose and you need a plan to get you somewhere better. In other words, to give you hope. It feeds your intuition that you can clean up yourself with a little help, a little direction, a little encouragement, or else. And it's the or else that scares us into doing something virtuous and pious, so we can avoid the bad stuff and reap the rewards of our labor. The Pharisees had their traditions, to be sure, and they clinged to them. And you and I, we have ours, don't we? All with the same aim, getting on God's good side. Whatever way you and I can avoid ticking God off and keeping ourselves and His good graces by our behavior, well, that's the goal. And so out come our man-made lists. And whether your lists are written down on paper or not, you have them. Like the to-do list. Those things that you ought or should do to gain God's favor, to make Him pleased with you. Like go to church, read your Bible, and give your tithes. Then there's the guilt list. Those things you do or don't do that make you feel guilty, that cause you to believe that God somehow is no longer pleased with you, that you've fallen out of fellowship with Him, not praying enough, avoiding the beggar on the street, or visiting that website. And how about the getaway list? You know, the things that you think you can get away with without really breaking God's holy law. And I'll let you guys fill out that list. But you might be thinking, well, what's wrong with my list? I mean, there's many good things on them. In fact, they're listed in the Bible, many of them. I can find scripture references for them. Even the Apostle Paul had his lists. And the problem isn't so much with the list itself, but what you do with them. your motivation behind making them and how you use them. Are they used to gain God's approval and to protect you against the bad things that might happen to you if you don't? Well, then you and I are really no different from those Pharisees with our man-made lists. To hedge yourself from God's punishment against your sin and to tip the odds in your favor for God's blessing for your life. And Jesus will have none of it. Not from the Pharisees and not from you. Attempting to change your behavior, what you do and don't do, it doesn't clean up your act because you are the problem. I am the problem. That's why religion is so appealing to our old Adam's sensibilities. It sees the problem as being, well, outside of us, which we can control, and it holds out hope from within us. I've got a plan, a new program, and I'll do better tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. Different symptoms, but the same problem. And that's the problem with lists, our man-made attempts at placating and pleasing God, cleaning up ourselves. We've got the problem all wrong, and so we really never will receive the right remedy. But since when did God ever wait for anyone to clean up themselves before he made a decision to love them, to love you? He came to Adam in his nakedness and he clothed him. He came to David while David thought he got away with it, adultery and murder, and God cleansed him from his sin. And the tax collector who had nothing to bring to God but his confession, "Be merciful to me, a sinner. Don't hold my uncleanliness against me, Lord." And he walked away clean. That goes against our religious logic. Forgiveness and not punishment. And that goes against our other religious list. Those sins and those people who really shouldn't be forgiven. And that's the problem with religious man-made lists. In the end, what they really end up doing is canceling out the grace and the mercy of God. It attempts to turn God's promise of forgiveness and life to be received as his gift for you into something that must be worked for and earned. God owes it to you, but you're not so sure about the person sitting beside you or in back of you. Traditions of men, religious lists, to-do and not-to-do lists, whatever you want to call them, it's your old sinner's attempt to run and hide from the holy and unchangeable law of God. We can't tame it to serve our purposes, although we try. And we can't befriend it to try to sway its verdict. The law of God is the ultimate leveler of mankind. It puts us all in the same boat. We all stand before God guilty because of his holy and unwavering demand for us to love God with all of our heart and to love our neighbor. Yes, even the person beside and in back of you, with our heart. But it's the same heart that happens to be helplessly defiled. And so God, if he were to make a list, if he were to keep a record of your wrongs, my wrongs, who could stand? And so the truth must be told. By the works of the law, by your lists, Moses' list, Paul's lists, God's list. No human being will be justified or made clean in God's sight. The kingdom of God might be at hand, but who can enter in? Do you think you have a chance on your own? St. Paul writes, "Do not be deceived. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not enter the kingdom of God?" Do you know that? How you answer that question will make all the difference. Jesus' words to the Pharisees pulls no punches. He calls them what they are: hypocrites, religious pretenders, who worship in vain and make empty and void the Word of God. As long as you try to find assurance of God's love and His favor to clean yourself up through your obedience, like the Pharisees, you have departed from and you have rejected the Word of God. And you have no need of Christ and no need of His cross. And like all good practitioners of man-made religion, you will die in your sin and suffer eternal death. My dear friends, as St. Paul writes, "And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. You have been washed clean and made pure in the waters of your baptism. All of your guilt, all of your oughts, all of your shoulds, all of your lists have been nailed to the cross of Christ. And you who are dirty have been made clean by the blood of Jesus. So come, you who were deaf and hear the living Word speak to you words to make you spotless and whole. You who were blind, see and believe our risen Lord, who was raised for your justification and has made you blameless. And He gives you an inheritance that is undefiled, waiting in heaven for you. You who are meek, who are poor, come this morning empty-handed, with nothing to bring, and be filled, holding on to our Lord's promises to feed you with His own body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. And then what? And you're free. You're free to go. You're free to go and do whatever God has called you to do. And when you get a little dirty, when you need to be washed, it's okay, because the soap and water of God's forgiving grace will never run out. In the name of Jesus, amen.